Hello everyone, this is the channel Russian Antique Picker, and today the column is about what people bring to the purchase. Today will we see what things were brought to us, how much we bought them for, and what people brought them to us. Come on, let's go! A woman brought us such a casket and two such glass. Interesting things. Here is an old postcard. It says Pyatigorsk, a fountain, and a gazebo. It's a pity that it has already begun to decay. There's some kind of skin here. This is still a pre-revolutionary thing. I don't know what it's called, a paperweight or something else. Maybe you can tell me, because I'm constantly confused. And here, too, some kind of temple is depicted. Here, unfortunately, someone has already glued it so that the old photo does not peel off. And an old casket. Interesting, because there is also Mother of Pearl in a circle. Some kind of incomprehensible house is carved. It feels like it's very old. Here even on the skin. Such velvet is green. We bought all this for $30. A box with loses, but very pleasant. A cove bell brought to us by a friend. He brings us all sorts of things all the time. We bought it from him for a purely symbolic $6, because it's so simple. But I look at Spanish websites and it costs $925. Of course, this is absurd, nonsense. But of course, I would like to get $35 for it. But if they give $925, it will certainly be super. Maybe someone needs a cow. Maybe. An interesting horse is a press from an ink set in the form of a horse. There is also such a velvet bag. A girl brought it to us. Before that, she brought us a fun box from 1880. And such a wonderful horse, it looks like it's silver. We bought for $25. And now I imagine what a beautiful writing set was. Well, I think we'll sell it for $100 or even $130. Then we'll see if we can lower the price. Unfortunately, there are no clamp here. This thing can be pulled out. Put some kind of velvet here and fill it back up. Well, a very pleasant thing. I don't even want to sell. We will charge it a price so that it will stay with us longer. Such a wonderful, I don't know what to call it, something for letters. It hang on the wall, pressed itself, and you could put something like documents here. Here is a wonderful beaded flower. Such mother of pearl flowers. It's skin. Surprisingly, the janitor brought it to us. To free up the apartment, he threw everything out and said that he had found such a thing and brought it to us. We bought it from him for $20 because there is a loose here. There is no piece, but an awesome pre-revolutionary thing. This is the first time I've seen one. Very beautiful. It can be given to a museum or to those who collect beads. Great. Even such a dove is depicted here, a symbol of peace. In general, you don't know how to sell such things. Because I sold such things for $130, then I went to a friend who sold them for $330. And then I heard rumors that they sold for $530. So the price is ephemeral and it is unclear how to put it. Such a thing can be sold for $100 and for $200 you can sell for $300 and $300. It's just necessary to know who to sell it to. Because in the market, for example, one figure is sold for $65 and the center where tourists are, the same figure can cost $240. That's the pricing. People earn money on such things because they are individual. Not mass-produced things, and you can put whatever price you want and already wait, and whether he will buy or not will be another question. A man brought us a huge camera. He came to us and saw that we had many cameras for sale and said he will bring his own. He was from another city. He brought a Pentacon 60L. In general, it has such an amazing mind. It's small, you can look there and then close it and open it. It was the first time we had such a camera. And here too you can adjust. Everything is perfectly visible there. Awesome camera. We bought it for $30. We will see how much it costs now from our friends on the website Violetti.com. What I like about this site is that it has all the information. Here, the camera is in excellent condition on the optics and I didn't find any scratches, and that it was sold for $166. This is the actual and real price for how much it was bought. No need to guess for how much it is sold or will be sold. Sculpture of Georgi Vitsin. Here he is represented in the image of Balzaminov from the film The Marriage of Balzaminovs in 1964, by the way. Yes, I really like the films with the participation of Georgi Vitsin. It's made of brass and it's painted with something interesting. A woman brought it to us. We bought it for $80. She told us that her husband was acquainted with Vitsin and someone gave him Georgi Vitsin himself. The figure is wonderful. The monument is located in the city of St. Petersburg, in Zelenogorsk, in a recreation park. I don't remember what it's called, a wonderful figure. I'll probably keep it for myself. It's a pity to sell such a thing. Just the day before yesterday, a woman bought such a handbag and a book. Well, the book is all disheveled. We bought a handbag for $13. It is in good condition. There is a mirror here. All sorts of pockets and velvet. As if no one used it, did not wear it. Very nice, vintage. Of course, we wanted to buy it cheaper, but she insisted that $13, no less, and we had to give her this money. But the purse is nice. Even those who are fond of vintage, even some fashionists, can now buy it and wear it to the theater. A small clutch. Two wonderful figures are a cook and cat. Lomonosov Leningrad Porcelain Factory. The cat eats the chicken behind the barrel. The cooker is indignant. This figurine is from the 50s and 60s and such a birch girl. There is a flat bottom here. A young guy and a girl brought it to us. They are raking the apartment. The figures were dirty, greasy. We probably washed them all day. One was bought for $16, the other for $20. And now let's look at the website Violity.com, how much they cost at the moment. So, we're looking for a cook and a cat LPF. So, the cook and the cat left for $26, second grade. This one is for $58, this one is for $16. Let's see why. There must have been some losses. Everything is written here in the description. The cook's thumb and the cat's ear are knocked down. Yes, it does not fit. We have a figurine in excellent condition, therefore I think $58 is the actual price. Here it's sold for $57. Everything is indicated here in the description. The figure of a cook and a cat without chips and cracks, without restoration, excellent. So we can get $57 for this figure. Now let's look at the birch girl and we'll write it. And here she is. Birch, the factory is Chudova, and my god, Dulova, it's Chudova. This figurine cost $48. It was sold. The condition is good. There are no chips and cracks. $48 is worth at the moment this figure. Such a small souvenir vase. There is such a stone here. I don't know what it's called. They sent me photos. I thought it was more than 20-30 centimeters. I offered $20. When they brought it, it turned out to be quite teeny and they bargained for $13. This, it seems to me, is already more modern, but pleasant. You can put it somewhere under a candle. Nonsense, of course, but it will decorate someone's interior. For $13, we managed to buy 15 of these watercolor paintings. Works by Dostoevsky and drawings by Karazin. It's a pity that here, of course, the binding has dried up and someone made it himself. It is in an old condition. Apparently was stored in a dry place. Here the paintings came from Dostoevsky's works. We bought it for $13. I don't know, the pages are soaked with some kind of moisture because they crunch. But interesting, how old are they? These are pre-revolutionary. It's probably 1912. Now let's try to find the date. Old, is in 1893, supplement to the magazine. Pictorial Review. I have already said that we bought it for $13. A man brought a stack of all sorts of newspapers, books, and here's Dostoevsky in such a state. This interesting album was brought to us by a girl. It is written Graduation of Doctors of the Military Medical Academy of the Red Army, Kaliningrad, 1933. Right here it looks like it's graduate, and there were whole reports about those who worked. The initial course, Yurishevich, Honor Worker of Science, Professor Vajayak. Here it's interesting how they sit and paint the plan. Here already with some patient. An interesting album, an old one. Here are the simulators. The man is lying down. Bridge. Well, such a nice album. We bought it for $10. She came to us from Avito website, saw our ad and asked if we were buying all things. We said we were buying. And so she brought such a wonderful album. Interestingly, there are simulators here. Some kind of child. Someone pulls up and someone pedaling. A whole gym. Year 1933. Oh, I've crept up a little here. This fantastic telescope was brought to us by a young man. His parents worked at some factory and dad was fond of all sorts of different binoculars, spyglasses, restored, made and collected such wonderful pipes. Here's the lens, it's brass, it's completely polished, it works completely. Fantastic tube, you can see everything through it. There are some German brands here, it says something like that. Well, it's German. Richard Bain. And on a tripod like this, it's generally in perfect condition, super interreach, just fantastic. And we bought it. He wanted $930 and we persuaded him and he sold it to us for $660. And the next day he brought a similar pipe, also no less interesting. It is generally awesome. Some letters are also written here. 78 centimeters from 1 to 10. Generally in perfect condition. Here, too, it says March, Bain, 27 and 30, 11, 31. Also with a tripod, you can put it up and look at the moon. We bought these pipes for $460. Now we have an awesome, just a childhood dream of any boy, girl, just a super interreach, like from the movies, a spy glass. What do you think it is? A young man and a girl brought it, pulled it out of the car, and brought us a mirror. An interesting mirror. The funniest thing is that these are paws. There are such paws, here, here, and here, holding a mirror as a mount. This is the most unusual. It's a pity, of course, that one mirror is broken. They tried to sell it on Avito's website, put a price of $140. In the end, I bought from them. They wanted $25. I bought a George's mirror for $20. However, there is no one here. Glass will need to be ordered. Such things were brought by the people in this review. Write your comments, what do you think about it, what do you liked, what do you didn't like, and don't forget to go to our friends on the site violity.com. There you will find out the current prices. You can buy something and sell something, and just look at the prices of things, how much they cost at the moment. See you soon! Do not forget to subscribe, because a lot of people are watching without a subscription, and I want to finish off 200,000 subscribers. So long, good mood to everyone, see you soon! And little stories about those who brought them. Let's go. The story of the people who brought these things. Let's go! It's just that different countries, different regions are watching us and prices are different everywhere. Because Belarus, Kazakhstan, other countries and Ukraine are watching us and it's just easier to say the price in dollars. And America is also watching us. Yes, America. Germany is constantly writing, thank you, hello to all countries.